Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So the European countries that are under the euro currency are in a bit of, shall we say, panic at the moment in terms of their economies. And that actually has an effect on rural Minnesota.
Yeah, as much as it seems like it's something going on over there that only affects people that want to go traveling for the summer,
right?
It really does have an effect. You have all of these 20 plus European countries are all under this single currency, the euro. But each one of these countries has their own economy, and they're all in varying states of disarray or not disarray. And the ones that are doing okay are pretty worried about the ones that aren't doing okay.
They're sort of propping it up.
Yeah, and they're trying desperately to keep the euro from losing more value, which has lost a lot of value in the last several months. But, you know, it works like a seesaw. So the euro loses value in relation to the U.S. dollar, which means the dollar gets stronger. And so when your currency loses value, it makes it's a lot more expensive to buy things outside of your country.
Uh-huh.
You know, so in the reverse, that makes it good for the U.S. It makes imports cheaper for us, cheaper for us to buy things from outside. But on the other hand, it makes our goods that we produce more expensive for anybody outside
and
the country.
And less attractive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the issue that affects us directly here in rural Minnesota is commodities. It affects agricultural prices, corn, soybeans, livestock, what have you. Natural resources based goods like wood and paper, and also our manufactured goods and the high tech things that we do like to sell to other parts of the world.
Right. And the European countries who are under the euro account for a fairly significant amount of those exports from rural Minnesota. Certainly there's some balancing though, right? I mean, if that's sort of depressed right now, it's not the end-all be-all. We still have other markets out there.
Right. I mean, Asia is still doing pretty well. There's, you know, everybody's been a little hinky in these last couple of years, but Asia's still doing just fine and is still counting for, you know, a good part of our market. So there's that balance there. But Europe is such a large presence, and their currency is such a large presence on the whole world economic front that it is something, you know, that we need to keep an eye on just to make sure that everything kind of stays in balance.
Right. And I know that there's been a lot of efforts to try and prop up their economy from sort of this collaboration of European countries trying to do their own economic stimulus, like similar to what we've had here in the United States. But yes, you're right. It is something that we have to keep an eye on because that's a pretty significant marketplace for us.
Yep.
All right, well, you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.